You're listening to the Legal Curve post-game podcast. Richard Pollack on Thursday, March 3rd. Jets versus Islanders tonight at MTS Center. And yeah, I can tell you, the game is actually pretty exciting tonight. Jets end up on the losing end of the game, 4-3 in overtime. Pretty exciting game overall in terms of the back-and-forth nature of it. Atmosphere at MTS Center, less than exciting. Fans pretty resigned to the fact that this team is missing the playoffs by a considerable margin. But we have more than enough time the rest of the season to discuss that. So let's break down the game tonight. And the Jets came out pretty well in the first period. They outshot the Islanders 15-6 and ended the period with a 1-0 lead. That lead comes on a goal from Mark Scheifele on the power play. 16th of the season assist to Matthew Perreault, 26th assist of the season, and Dustin Byfuglien is 25th assist of the season as well. The penalty was for Johnny Boychuk with roughing, a second penalty for the Islanders of the first period. And on this goal, you see actually Mark Scheifele makes a nice play forecheck in the left offensive corner of the ice. The puck comes out to Blake Wheeler on his off wing on the half boards there, and the puck just goes back to Dustin Byfuglien. Byfuglien puts the puck on net, and it actually hits Calvin DeHaan, the Islanders defender. The puck pops out in front to Matthew Perreault, who passes it over. So he has the awareness. The puck doesn't get through all the way to the net. Perreault gets the puck, makes a nice pass kind of through the front of the net right to Mark Scheifele, who puts the puck into the net. 1-0 Jets. And, you know, again, Scheifele, best player on the ice tonight. I thought he's really looked good tonight. Gets it on the forecheck and is able to bear the fruits of his labor. Getting on the board 1-0. Second period, the Islanders took it to the Jets a little bit there, 10-5 for shots on net, and they get their first goal of the game. Calvin DeHaan gets the goal, his second of the season only. Assist to Travis Hamonic, Manitoba boy, and Anders Lee. And in this play, is really made by Hamonic. He brings puck over the blue line. It kind of pops up in the air and comes into the corner, and Hamonic, when he has actually Kopp and Enstrom kind of in his area, so 2-on-1 kind of, and Hamonic sees DeHaan and makes a behind-the-back pass to DeHaan, who turns and fires it on net. Hutchinson's got to have that save, doesn't have it, and Hamonic's creativity, he's not really the most creative player, but he played a real good game tonight, creativity and beautiful behind-the-back pass leads to a goal by Calvin DeHaan. 1-1 at the end of 2. Total shots are 20-16 for the Jets. The Jets couldn't stay out of the box in the second period. That was another problem there. Drew Stafford took a tripping penalty. Blake Wheeler took a holding. Dustin Byfuglien took a roughing penalty. The Islanders also had two penalties in the second period. Ryan Strom for tripping and Josh Bailey for hooking. That, of course, you know, going quickly through the first two periods here, but that led the way for the third period where you saw no penalties and 4 goals. So let's start it off here. Kind of, you know, the pace in the third period, and the shots, by the way, were 9-9, so everything was even. 2 goals, no penalties, 9-9 in shots. Not too much was going on. And then Shane Prince, newly acquired from the Ottawa Senators, kind of an odd play, really. Thomas Hickey brings the puck out of his own zone, passes the puck up to Kyle Okposo on the right boards in the neutral zone. Okposo kind of flips the puck across the blue line and in the air, and Byfuglien kind of goes to get it, it looks like, and misses it. And Shane Prince is able to pick up the puck on the left wing, and he's a good skater. He's able to create just a little bit of separation, quick five-hole shot by Prince, and suddenly it's 2-1. And a game that you kind of thought the Jets deserved to be up. Islanders take a lead, 8:32 into the third period. That's Prince from Okposo, 34th assist of the season, and Thomas Hickey. Only a minute and 24 seconds later, the Jets get right back at it. Burmistrov sets up the play to Myers in front of the net, and Stafford with the other assist, kind of a cheap assist there. But Burmistrov, who had certainly had his moments tonight of effectiveness, he's just behind the net, and he's able to create some space for himself. Stafford didn't have a cheap assist here. I'm thinking of a different play. Stafford makes a nice little play on the cycle here and creates some space for Burmistrov. It goes behind the net, so left. So if you're looking into the offensive zone, he goes from the left side behind the net to the right side, create some space for himself. Myers drops down a little bit, and when Myers drops down, Bermistra makes a pass to him, and the coverages are all screwed up for the Islanders. Everybody's kind of got the wrong guy. You got a Okposo going after Bermistra, I believe it was, and then so he's already on the wrong side of the ice, and Myers pops open with all the blown coverages, shoots it past Thomas Grace, and it's tied at 2:9:56 in to the third period. So you go through the third period, you know, Jets don't really have much to lose here. Islanders want to at least get a point, and then the Jets are able to get on the board. 17:57 into the third. You're thinking, oh, well, the Jets are going to squeak out 2 points here, a clean 2 points. Mark Scheifele, his 17th of the year, again, best player on the ice, from Blake Wheeler, who's also very effective, and Matthew Perreault. This goal was actually such a quick shot by Scheifele, you didn't know if it went in or not. Scheifele is able to score here. This is the one, I believe it was kind of Perreault, kind of cheap assist. The puck gets over to Wheeler, and I could be wrong, so I don't mean to offend Matthew Perreault, but Blake Wheeler's just able to find a little bit of room here, and Mark Scheifele, who has been, obviously, as I mentioned, effective all night, Scheifele is able to get the puck kind of off his back foot, really, and just because he's such a good shooter, he's able to pick the left corner, the blocker side of Grace, with not much room, and whip that puck past him. Just, you know, nothing too complicated about this play, but you know, a real good shot if you're able to score from that distance. 3-2 for the Jets. You're thinking, okay, Jets get this one. 29 seconds remaining. Nick Leddy scores. It's fifth of the year from Franz Nielsen, his 21st assist, and Ryan Strome. This was an entry on the left side of the ice there, and Anders Lee ends up stationing. This is an extra guy, just to qualify. The extra guy is out for the Islanders. Anders Lee ends up stationing himself in front of the net after the Islanders enter the zone. And really, the puck just is passed back by Nielsen to Leddy at the point. He steps into the shot a little bit, and because he kind of is trailing the play a tad, kind of coming from outside the blue line, inside the blue line, the Jets don't close the gap well enough. I believe it was Wheeler, really, on that play, where he probably would have been the closest guy to Leddy. And Leddy gets a shot off, hard shot, gets through, and I mean, I guess you could take issue whether or not Hutchinson should have had that one or not, but the silence in the building, 3-3 going in to overtime. In overtime, you're always going to get a lot of chances, we know that. Bizarre goal, really, by the Islanders, though, in overtime, after the Jets had a chance or two. Jets come in on 2-on-1, and Kyle Okposo is the last guy back. He ends up blocking the pass, and intercepting it and starting the rush the other way. It ends up being a 2-on-2 rush the other way. Franz Nielsen, takes a shot. The shot ends up hitting Nikolaj Ehlers in the face. And when it hits him in the face, the guy he's defending, who's matched up with kind of 1-on-1, of course, and 3-on-3, because it's man coverage, usually. The guy he's defending, Ehlers, is Okposo. So Ehlers goes down to the ice. Okposo has a puck sitting there on his off wing, and he whips it past. And he's got a good shot. He whips it past Michael Hutchinson, and it's game over. Bizarre game today again. Just have to get a read on these games with such little emotion relative. Well, in the building for sure, and the players relative to the usual game when they're in contention. But Jets do salvage a point and end up losing 4-3 to the New York Islanders, who are a good team in overtime. Ice time-wise, the highest ice times for the Jets, 27 minutes for Dustin Byfuglien, 27:12 to be specific, and 25:29 for Tyler Myers. For the Islanders, their most minutes went to Travis Hamonic, who was a second star tonight, 25 minutes and 38 seconds. In terms of forward, the highest ice time for the Islanders was, no surprise, John Tavares, 21 minutes and 44 seconds. And for the Winnipeg Jets, the highest ice time for a forward was Mark Scheifele, 21 minutes and 59 seconds. So an impressive performance by him. Tavares has had better games. He had some effective streaks, as he always does, but the Islanders forwards were kind of able to put it together. In reality, the Islanders kind of won this game, like the Panthers on Tuesday night, and they probably should have lost it. The Jets deserve more than 1 point out of four in these last two games. You could argue they deserve 3 or 4, and I think that's a pretty sound argument. But that wasn't the case tonight. Jets seemed to just find a way to lose this season, and they did it again on Thursday night. We will see you for the Legal Curve Hockey Show Saturday morning, 9 a.m. It's going to be a great show. Mike Colligan from Forbes Money and the Hockey Writers Pittsburgh is going to be on with us for the whole show. And Saturday night, of course, is the Habs and the Jets. Have a good evening.